Questions 41 to 45. Look at the questions. Now you'll hear the fourth talk. Listen to a tour guide giving information about streetcars.
San Francisco is renowned for its manual cable cars that labor up and roar down its steep hills, ringing their furious bells with excited tourists hanging off the sides. Just as worthy of note, however, is the fleet of vintage streetcars that ply the F line used by many real residents of the city on the bay to shuttle them down to the wharves and back along Market Street. The cable cars' lines were shut down for restoration and repairs in 1982, and with the project estimated to last 2 years, the city authorities and the San Francisco Municipal Railway came up with an alternative attraction for tourists to San Francisco. The San Francisco Trolley Festival put old, restored streetcars onto an old route down Market Street for the duration of the summer. This proved so popular that it became a regular feature of the tourist season. In 1987, it became a proper line, running all year round after new tracks had been put in. The railway began to look for more vintage streetcars to bump up fleet numbers, buying first from around the country and eventually abroad. The tram lines were also extended so that the streetcars now turn east at the sea and run along parallel to the wharves. The F line is the only example in history of a tram replacing a bus route, instead of the other way around. It has proved popular with tourists and locals alike, and unlike the cable cars, does not have a more expensive fare than normal public transit. Its extension to the wharves helped revitalize a dockside that had declined when freight traffic moved to Oakland, and the Bay Bridge dispensed with the need for ferries.
Now you will hear the fourth talk again.
Listen to a tour guide giving information about streetcars.
San Francisco is renowned for its manual cable cars that labor up and roar down its steep hills, ringing their furious bells with excited tourists hanging off the sides. Just as worthy of note, however, is the fleet of vintage streetcars that ply the F line used by many real residents of the city on the bay to shuttle them down to the wharves and back along Market Street. The cable cars' lines were shut down for restoration and repairs in 1982. And with the project estimated to last 2 years, the city authorities and the San Francisco Municipal Railway came up with an alternative attraction for tourists to San Francisco. The San Francisco Trolley Festival put old, restored streetcars onto an old route down Market Street for the duration of the summer. This proved so popular that it became a regular feature of the tourist season. In 1987, it became a proper line, running all year round after new tracks had been put in. The railway began to look for more vintage streetcars to bump up fleet numbers, buying first from around the country and eventually abroad. The tram lines were also extended so that the streetcars now turn east at the sea and run along parallel to the wharves. The F line is the only example in history of a tram replacing a bus route, instead of the other way around. It has proved popular with tourists and locals alike, and unlike the cable cars, does not have a more expensive fare than normal public transit. Its extension to the wharves helped revitalize a dockside that had declined when freight traffic moved to Oakland and the Bay Bridge dispensed with the need for ferries.
Question 41.
In what way are the streetcars different from the cable cars?
Question 42.
Why did the city bring back the vintage streetcars?
Question 43.
Where were the vintage streetcars found?
Question 44. When did the restored streetcars route start running for the entire tourist season? Question 45.
What is true about the F line?
End of test.